Well, you may have never thought about the colour of a country's flag and what it means. But a researcher from Canterbury University has taken on the project and analysed the colours of 194 sovereign countries' flags. His name is Dr. Christoph Bartnick, and he joins me on the phone now. Dr. Christoph, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, this is an interesting project. Why did you decide to analyse the colours of flags?
Originally, I was curious about a bit about my own personal history, in the sense as I'm originally from Germany, and I always thought that the German flag was particularly weird in comparison to most others, except for the Belgians. It's so dramatic. It's got, you know, the black and the red and the yellow, and I thought, wow, that's pretty weird. So I really just wanted to know how rare is this kind of flag, and that kind of led to a more general question in terms of what are actually, the probabilities for different color combinations in flags to occur. And then putting that into actually more of an application area, the question is goes more in the direction of, these days, if you create a new brand or a new logo or a new graphic, you really want to have a very attractive and unique color combination. And so we use essentially the studies of flags as a test bed for testing out some algorithms that we developed to do some more general purpose color analysis.
All right. So what are the most popular colors for flags, and why are they used?
Well, the why is a very tricky question because there's a lot of course, historical and social and cultural components to the choice of colors. Very often these colors are meant to mean something. And this is something that we explicitly did not look into. So we did not go into any kind of symbolic meaning about, well, red is supposed to mean that and black is supposed to mean that. So we definitely did not do that. We purely looked at, if we just look at, the colors that are being used, and not also just if they're being used, but also to what degree are they being used. So some flag might have a very large red area. Another flag might only have a very small red area. So we also analyzed the surface covered in total. And, of course, you got your usual suspects, in terms of red, white, blue. These are very high up in the rankings. But one thing that we found was that, it almost sounds like a trivial problem. You might ask, why would anybody spend some time on doing that? You could just count it. but it's actually quite difficult because flags, if you, for example, go like, I'll try to find a color blue. But where does blue end and where does green begin? And, are there maybe two different blues, maybe a light blue or a dark blue? The New Zealand blue is actually quite different from, let's say, from the very light blue that you see in the Greek flag. So if you can ask the more general question in terms of, how can we cluster colors? So, what are the colors that are in the flags, and, how can we define some clusters that best represent this data? It gets surprisingly difficult to deal with it. Partly also because that flags are surprisingly difficult. So if you think about, again, the German flag, for example, it's relatively easy. You've got three stripes, and it's not so difficult. But there are some flags which are terribly complex. If you look at the Mexican flag, which has some sort of symbol in the middle, it gets very difficult. And then, of course, you get the scenarios, as mentioned, with Germany and Belgium. It's practically the same flag except turned around. Or you got Romania and Chad, who actually have practically identical flags. So it is overall quite difficult, surprisingly difficult.
So being the expert in this field, if you were asked by a country to design a flag on their behalf, what colors would you use?
Well, there are, of course, we only limit ourselves to the usage of colors. So what we looked at is what, for example, if you would decide that you want to have two colors in your flag, you want to have actually two criteria both at the same time. You want to have colors which are attractive and popular, but at the same time, you want to have a unique combination. So, you don't want to have a situation like Belgium, Germany, or let's say New Zealand and Australia, where they occasionally get mixed up. You want to have it actually quite unique. And the most unique and popular combination of colors for two flags was dark blue and white, I thought. I might be wrong. I have to look it up in the paper, but we essentially calculated the probabilities, and there you have it.
All right, so say the Swedish flag is already doing quite well there.
Well, that's yellow and blue, so that's, again, something else.
Yes,
but all these probabilities are exactly listed in the paper, so if you're really interested in, you can easily look at the paper, which is available online, and you'll find the exact data in there. But again, this would, of course, now not take into consideration any of the other design elements, for example, the shape or the symbols that you might want to use in a color. That's a whole different story. And if you look at the different proposals for the New Zealand flags, it's very heavily loaded with symbolic meanings and historical meanings, which are, of course, very, very important. And we explicitly did not look at that.
Yes, and then all sorts of things are discussed, whether we want to align ourselves with the Commonwealth and with the monarchy and all those sort of things, and do we use New Zealand symbols like the kiwi or the silver fern, and it gets all very complex. But really nice to talk to you today, and a very interesting study. I'm never going to look at a flag in the same way again.
Thank you, bye-bye.